Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone, we have a very special guest, Wendy Peterson, who is the city clerk in Franklin, Minnesota, and treasurer, I guess, right?
Right, correct.
Well, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
I understand that you have a rather unusual and kind of exciting thing that you're doing in Franklin, Minnesota, population what?
510.
510.
Correct.
That is kind of cutting edge. Tell us about this.
Well, we are burning biomass pellets that heats our three city buildings. We put in some biomass furnaces last year, and we started with an awful winter. We started kind of late into the season, and then we've been heating this whole winter this year with those stoves.
And how has that been going so far?
Well, at first it was a little bit of trial and error. You know, there's getting the bugs and the kinks out. It's a hot water system that the water flows to each of the three buildings that are separated. They're separated by a street and by an alley. So there was a few little things that didn't work exactly like we had hoped, but this season it's gone pretty flawlessly.
So did that require a fair amount of sort of infrastructure build out, or was there some of that already existing? How did that all come together?
We actually converted our existing furnaces so that we can run off of their previous heating system. And then what it was is we had to bore the piping underground under the street, and then we went ahead and just started them up.
Well, tell us about the biofuel products then that you're using. I mean, what's the genesis of those? Is it just some of the stuff that doesn't get harvested in the fields, or what?
Actually, yeah, there's a whole kind of variation to the biomass pellets.
Okay.
A company called MinVap is the one that we burned their pellets last year, and they were basically an alfalfa-based pellet, and they didn't quite get all of the kinks out of their so-called recipe for their pellets, so we had more ash than is desired. So we ended up doing quite a bit of ash removal, and then what we did with that ash is just put it on somebody's garden, which was an acceptable use for the ash.
Mm-hmm.
So then this year, there was a shortage of pellets, so this year we just burned wood pellets.
Ah, okay.
Now, Wendy, I understand that you guys, as part of this, wanted to be sure that you were using material that was locally available?
Correct, and that is the goal. You can use anything. My understanding is you can use anything from soybean straw to corn stalk leftovers and anything like that, kind of basically your harvest waste.
Great. So there's always something readily available.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. And that was our big goal, was because, you know, we're definitely a rural farming community where we could, you know, institute agriculture into our heating.
Well, congratulations on being a cutting-edge community in rural Minnesota, trying to utilize those resources that are readily available.
Yeah, thanks.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.